T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Be honest, man. Some of the craziest things you've ever heard, ever seen, have happened while you're chilling at your barbershop or salon. Crazy amount of drama. I don't know why, but why do you open up so much to whoever's doing your hair?
Got the time, especially for us girls. We're there for like 2-3 hours,
you're just stuck.
You know? Yeah.
Nothing else to do. I always feel like I'm distracting them though. So I'm like, you got scissors out, yo. Just focus on the task at hand.
Focus, focus. I want to hear the craziest things you've ever heard or went down at a hair salon or barbershop. Hit us up 877-971-HITS. Call or text. We bring it up because our girl Chels was appalled by what she got accused of doing by her own hairstylist. And I actually walked into my barbershop moments after they got robbed. We'll get into that story, but Chels, kick it off, girl. What is she accusing you of?
So for, I was trying to get in shape, and for months, my hairstylist, she was trying to convince me to go to her boyfriend, who's a personal trainer. So finally, I did. And it was going really well. But then I kind of started noticing, like, she would schedule her sessions right after mine. And it was weird because mine were never consistent. My schedule's crazy. It'd always be different times, different days. And she started always scheduling hers right after mine. And she'd show up, like, halfway through my session and just sit there and, like,
stare at me.
And it was so interesting and kind of and strange. And I felt a weird vibe from her. But I was kind of like, okay. I even texted her at one point and was like, hey, just want to make sure it's still cool. I'm training with him. Like, you know. And she was like, yeah, no problem at all.
They break up or something?
So basically what happened was the last time I went and saw her, the minute I walked in, I noticed that the energy was off. And I was like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, not great. And basically proceeded to tell me her and her boyfriend broke up. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I sit down and she's telling me, she's like, yeah, he cheated on me. He's been hooking up with this girl. And she starts describing this girl. And she's like, I don't know that much, but I know it's someone that he recently started training with. I know she's blonde because he hinted that she's blonde. I know. And she's going and she's like, I'm pretty sure it's someone I know. And all of a sudden I realize she thinks it's me.
She's talking about
like,
you.
Like, literally, she straight up thinks it's me.
She was doing counter surveillance on you. Showing up early because she was like, something's going on with my boyfriend.
And she had no reason to think that. And like, but for the record, I was not hooking up with him. Right. And so she's sitting there and she keeps talking about it. And instantly, I'm trying to like comfort her. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it just wasn't meant to be. And she's like, I'm sorry. Why are you sticking up for him? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, this girl's doing my hair. I'm just going to be quiet now.
Yeah, you're sounding guilty right there, Chels.
I was just trying to be a friend in a weird way. Like,
it doesn't hurt. What she heard is like, it's okay, move on. As she already thinks you're the one sleeping with her ex-boyfriend.
What do you do in this situation? Well, and she didn't like straight up say that. So, but then in my head, I leave the appointment. I'm like, that was so weird. And I still had like I had bought a package with her ex-boyfriend. So I had a couple more sessions. And in my head, I'm like, I just want to be out of this drama.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even bring it up. Well, the first thing he says to me when I show up is he's like, so have you talked to so-and-so, my hairstylist? And he's like, yeah, she thinks that we're hooking up, right?
Oh.
He's like, she's been like texting me nonstop and harassing me about it. And I'm like, why? How? What? I'm so confused how I got caught in the middle of this weird, crazy love triangle.
She recommended you to go to her boyfriend.
Exactly.
Maybe
and that's
she
what
just
was so
wanted
weird
to,
about it.
She wanted to test him. And he failed. Not because he hooked up with you, but he hooked up with another blonde.
Well, all he had to do was tell her who it was.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's his fault for being like, it's a blonde. I'm training her. And she's like, oh, Chelsea. And he's like, no, but someone else. It's like, just say who it is.
Yeah, but then he knows she'll probably show up at their sessions, too.
There's not a lot of blonde Chelseas in L.A., by the way. So, you know, it definitely had to be you, Chelsea.
Do it.
Obviously, you're no longer go to her.
No.
Yeah, that was putting your hair at risk, 1,000%. 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or text. Craziest things you've seen or heard going down at your hair salon or hair barber joint. Man, I walked in moments after my barber got robbed. Crystal from L.A., spill the tea, girl. What crazy things went down at your hair salon?
I have a client who says that she is a medium.
Oh.
And
she says she sees dead people, and she had like a full-on freak out in my chair.
And did she sit on a dead person that was on your chair?
Ghost?
No. She just said that there was ghosts in our salon. She just like, she was sweating and having this panic attack, and everybody's looking at her, and like, I love her as a client. Like, I think she's the most sweetest girl ever, but I was like, what the heck is going on? She, like, didn't let me finish her hair. She, like, ran out. Yeah, but she's coming back to me again, too. So
At least she's committed to the whole I saw a ghost thing. And she's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for a haunted house stuff in your salon. Just tell her to keep that stuff out.
Yeah, unless they're willing to pay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Get these ghost squatters out of my salon.
Crystal, thank you so much for calling in. And would you agree that not only do you do hair, but you're also a therapist?
Yeah. I don't get paid enough.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You can bring up your roots, girl.
When someone's talking too long about whatever, do you ever just take them over and set them underneath one of those big bowl hair dryer things?
No. I would love all of my clients. Honestly, I think that I love hearing all their achievement. Honestly, it's cool.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that achievement with us. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Chris was like, hearing everybody else's drama and craziness makes me feel better about my life.
Not only are you hearing her drama, you're hearing all these ghost drama, too. Yeah. It just seems exhausting.
It's wild. Something interesting went down. I went to my barber last week, and my boy Manny, who's my barber, he's there with two other barbers, and they were just going off, like mad about something. I don't know what it was. So I walk in, and apparently they ordered $80 worth of Chinese food to be delivered to their spot, and it didn't get there. So eventually my boy Manny called the restaurant. I was like, yo, what's up with $80 worth of Chinese food? And like, hey, man, according to this, it already got delivered. He's like, not to us. So my boy Manny walks out of the little shopping strip area that he's at and goes next door. It's like a temp agency joint. And there's these two ladies sitting there grubbing $80 worth of his Chinese food.
Score to them.
Just
come up for those ladies.
Imagine, he said it was like all spread out like a feast, like a buffet, and they were just going in. And he's like, hey, you guys didn't order that food? They're like, oh, no. They're like, my sister ordered it for me. They're like, what are you talking about? We just ordered $80 worth of Chinese food. And she's like, how did you sign off on that? Like, my name is Manny Ayala, whatever it may be. And she's like, oh, no, my sister sent it to us. He's like, what's your last name? And she says some other last name. She's like, no, but my sister married into an Ayala family, and she sent me this food. Committing to the lie, bro. Like, married her sister into an Ayala family.
I mean,
and just crushed homeboys $80 worth of Chinese food.
You got to put that on the delivery driver, too. Like, that's absolutely zero effort in that. Manny Ayala, it's not even the right address. It's not the right anything. And they're like, dad, close enough.
Manny Ayala, ladies in there, like, Manuela?
I know
they
what.
They smell the Chinese food. They're like, yeah, it's us.
I go as Manny for sure, but my first name is Manuela. Come on.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.